Welcome back to Creative Therapy Umbrella. This is a place where we talk about all different types of creative arts therapies, expressive therapies, and creative approaches to therapy. In today's episode, JC joins us, and she is a music therapist. She's the executive director of her company, and she's also a mastermind facilitator. So she shares with us her recent development of music therapy mastermind courses and how she helps others find their purpose. Side note, in these masterminds, there are not only music therapists. There are actually other therapists that have joined. So don't let that scare you away, any other therapists who are listening who are not music therapists. So she promotes the power of groups coming together and sharing their experiences, no matter what their level of clinical experience. And I love that because it really just harnesses the power of creativity no matter where you are in your journey. And in those groups, they utilize those experiences to help each other grow their business, talk about ethical concerns, develop clinical skills, and so, so much more. JC has an incredible passion to help other people. It's really captivating and so contagious to listen to. So it's hard not to feel inspired after listening to this episode. I hope you guys enjoy it, and I'll talk to you on the other side. All right, JC, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks for being here and taking the time to speak with us today.
Oh, I'm excited to do this. I love what you do.
Oh, thank you. I love what you do. That's why this works so great. We find what we like to do together. For our listeners, can you tell us a little bit about what you do in your practice?
Yeah. So I have owned my practice, Harmony Music Therapy, in Salt Lake City for the last 11 years. And we focus on serving kids with special needs and mental health populations as well. We've been able to grow from just me to up to 8 employees. And we serve really throughout the state of Utah. We're from the very north end down to the south, working with a variety of settings, private clients, schools, and behavioral hospitals, stuff like that.
That's awesome. That is a wide breadth of populations to work with.
Yeah, we love it. We've got amazing therapists. Our therapists tend to kind of specialize. So we have our mental health team and our special needs team, and then we all kind of support each other as we're able to. But yeah, I love this work so much. It's just incredible what we see music therapy do for our patients.
Yes. And are all of your employees, are they all music therapists?
Yes. Yep. We focus strictly on music therapy. So
very cool. That sounds like a fun team to be a part of. That many music therapists in one place.
Right. We love it.
Yes. Awesome. So you're also due with your practice. You have added music therapy mastermind, correct?
Yes. Yes.
And yeah.
I'm so excited about this. Oh my gosh. So, so I've started this program. So it's an online continuing education opportunity for music therapists. And it's different from what's out there because our courses are all in person, or I mean, virtually, which basically that's our new version of in person, right?
In person. Yeah.
But it's basically like what you would have like with a college course where you do coursework and then you meet as a group in person to go over the material. But it's a mastermind format. So there's not really so much this relationship of teacher and students as it is this group of experts coming together with a definite purpose and specific focus to talk about the content that we presented in the coursework from that week. So I'm super, super excited about it. We've been doing courses on business and clinical work so far, and just this, I mean, the mastermind format itself, it's just incredible. Like the relationships that we form and how much that contributes to learning. Like it's huge. I think we forget that. Like we're so used to just learning by ourselves. But it's been incredible. So we're excited about
that. That's awesome. I can tell. I love it. I can hear how excited you are. I love it. It's contagious. Okay, so can we dive a little bit into what exactly is a mastermind? What does the traditional mastermind kind of look like? And how does music therapy mastermind look? Because I know for me, I've always heard of masterminds, but I'm just not quite sure what they are. So could you detail that out a little bit for us?
Yeah. So the term mastermind actually originated, the first time it was ever in print was in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, back in 1939. And he got it from Andrew Carnegie, who had grown this incredible business during difficult times, right? In the Great Depression, because he gathered people together. That was one of the elements of his ability to succeed, was he acknowledged that he did not know everything that he needed in order to succeed. And he acknowledged the impact that would come when he invited other people into his circle to help fill in the gaps of what he didn't know. And then he filled in gaps of what they needed and so forth. So he coined this term mastermind, and Napoleon Hill defined it as the coordination of effort between two or more people in a spirit of harmony toward a definite purpose. And so those elements of the coordination of two or more minds, meaning we're bringing two or more people together and in a spirit of harmony. And that's huge. It has to be a supportive environment. Nobody is put down. Everybody's welcomed as an expert, as a valued member, and then toward a definite purpose. And so at the beginning of every course, we first ask the question, what do you hope to gain from this course? And everyone says what they hope to gain. And then we talk to our students more in depth about what is a mastermind? And then we go into a deeper question, what is your definite purpose in being in this course? And it's so fascinating to see the transition every time from what do you hope to gain, kind of like this big umbrella of like, what's my vague hope, right? And narrowing that down to, this is my definite purpose. This is why I am here. And this is what I'm going to gain from it. Not what I hope to gain, but what I'm going to gain from this. And so as people come in with that, that intention into a mastermind, everybody benefits because everybody knows exactly why they're there. And they come away with more material toward that definite purpose that helps them move forward either in their clinical skills or in their business or in their understanding of ethics, or whatever purpose they've come to our courses for.
That is so awesome. I love the idea of a definite purpose. That is, even the words of that, of a definite purpose, feel so much stronger than, you know, what's your goal, you know?
Yeah, it makes it tangible. I mean, and I do this even for my life in general, right? Like my definite purpose for my life, like I have this vision of what exactly I want within the next 3 years, within the next 5 years, and what I want my life to look like. And then once I see that end result in my mind and I act as if it's true already, then everything that I'm doing right now naturally falls in step with the path to get there. And so we provide that for every single member of our mastermind. They need to see, okay, in our course, it's 7 weeks. 7 weeks from now, what do you want to be true for you? And then what they're doing along that path is walking like directly towards those end results.
Yeah, I feel like that would reduce so much distraction. Yeah. If you have that definite purpose, it is like you're, you know, I'm thinking of like traveling to another city. And instead of being like, oh, maybe I'll take this side road and learn about this thing. Like when you have that end purpose, you can stay so much more focused.
Yeah. Yeah. And you'll see new things along the way that you might not have seen otherwise. And I mean, it's okay to change focus too, as you learn more and your vision expands and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know this was possible. And so you go that way. And that's another benefit of the mastermind, is you see what other people are doing and what they're learning. Yes. Oh my gosh, I never even thought about that. And so it's not this isolated learning experience, it's this group of people like all working together in this spirit of harmony toward these purposes. Another thing about mastermind that I love that Napoleon Hill talks about is this idea of the third mind, that when mm-hmm. two or more people gather together, and have these kinds of conversations about where they're going, how they're getting there, it's as if this third mind comes along and like you're able to see farther and reach deeper when you engage with other people than you ever can on your own. And so our number one purpose is to create that kind of a space for everybody who joins us to be able to really see their own potential, their own value, and their own level of expertise that they already have through this mastermind format.
Wow, that is, I love the name for that, third mind. I feel like I've heard that concept before and truly believe in that concept too, of when people come together, so much more can come out of it, and that can ripple effect and get bigger. It's that macro kind of thing, but third mind makes so much sense to call it that. It's like this other, all the collective mind in a way.
Yeah, it's like it taps into something that you didn't even know you already had. In fact, this idea I first came up with this idea for Music Therapy Mastermind last fall when I met this, she was a deafblind specialist from Australia, and she had come here to Salt Lake City to meet with, we have a contract with a program called the Utah Schools for the Deaf and Blind, where we do music therapy for a bunch of their classes. And she had come as a music specialist. She's not a music therapist, but she's a music specialist working with these kids. And I was like, yeah, I'm curious what she has to say. She wanted to like learn from me and I would learn from her. And she wanted to talk about how we serve our students with the other providers there. And I was blown away. I was like, oh my gosh, like she's doing incredible work, like absolutely incredible work. Mm-hmm. With a totally different perspective, like not from music therapy, but from her own training. And so I invited her to join our team for a team meeting. A few weeks later, she actually woke up at like 1 a.m. in Australia to join us for our time because she was so excited to like have an exchange with music therapists. And it blew my mind how much I don't know and how much I can access because other people do know those things. And then also taking, even more value in myself, like there's things that I can contribute that other people don't know, or things that we can create together, by just talking to each other, like connecting. And that meeting with her, I was just like, oh my gosh, like there is so much that we can do if we just make these connections with people. And so I really, like at that point, I was just like, I need to create a space for that. Like it has to happen. And mm-hmm. so that was where this idea was born. And it's not, it's proving to be exactly what I hoped it would be. Like people is just.
Because you had a definite purpose.
Right.
That is so awesome. I love that. That power of connection when people come together and you start sharing ideas in a supportive space.
Yeah.
How much you not only learn from other people and you think of, you know, these ideas come up that never would have came out of your mind, or they add on and you expand on them. But how much farther you can go collectively with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when it's on paper, it's great. But when you're actually like sharing, it's like you share energy with people, right? When you're actually engaging with them in person or live or, you know, via Zoom or whatever, there's this transfer of energy that happens that can't really happen just from videos. And it's amazing. It just like feeds the soul. In fact, we've got a student who in our course this Thursday night, it's her 50th birthday. And she had told me when she first signed up that she was going to be missing that day because, you know, it's her 50th birthday. But she told us last week, she's like, actually, I'm going to be here because I'm going to bring cake. Cause I didn't want to like come hang out with my friends. Cause I really, this is like the best hour and 15 minutes of my week. So and I was just like, oh my God, that's exactly what this is about. Like having that that energy. And so, I mean, the people that we have these courses with, I feel like we're all just going to be like buddies for life now, you know, like it's just.
Yes.
Great enough. Yeah.
It's like a community. It's like you build community in that for sure.
Totally. Yeah.
Yes. So there are the courses, and is it that like, and maybe this is more of how exactly Music Therapy Mastermind is set up. Is it that you take a course and it's this live kind of back and forth, or are the courses add-ons to the mastermind? Can you explain a little bit how it works specifically in Music Therapy Mastermind?
Yeah, so we've set up courses for continuing education credits, and that's our main offering right now, in addition to business coaching. So the courses are either business courses, clinical, or ethics, and those are set up. So they're over 7 weeks. The first week is an orientation. We get to know each other. We can talk in depth about who we are, what brought us here, and all of that, and we go into depth there. And then the next 6 weeks, we cover six different modules under each of the course topics. And so throughout the week, you spend about an hour a week with written material on those modules, either watching videos or reading assignments, stuff like that, writing assignments sometimes, and then like discussion boards. And then the other element during the week is our live session. So that's where this mastermind element comes in. We talk about what we learned during that week and go into more depth. I might share specific resources because there's always a discussion board. And so I'm seeing what people's challenges are with that topic, what we need to bring out really in that live session and go into depth on. And so that's where that element comes in, is during those live sessions. So we have 6 hours of coursework and 6 hours of live sessions in addition to the orientation. So, and that's the case for clinical and business courses. And then our ethics courses are shorter because you don't need as many credits. And so that's like 3 weeks of in-person live sessions. And then the coursework for those is a lot shorter as well. So that's our setup for that. And then we've also got business mastermind groups. So like coaching groups. And those are set up. So we start with a 30-minute strategy session. I've got like this, I call it like a superpower. I'm able to see big ideas, overwhelming ideas, and lots of them, and break them down into small actionable steps that you can start working on like right now. And so that's what I do with my business coaching clients, is we spend the first session one-on-one figuring out, okay, what is most important to you right now? What can you achieve within a 3-month time period? And what are the steps to get there? And then from there, we meet as a group once a week, and everybody updates on how they have accomplished their goals for that week, and what roadblocks got in the way, if they had to change direction, and what they're planning to do for the next week. And so there's this accountability piece and support piece that, and this definite purpose as well, right? So everyone's supporting each other, and we're helping offer suggestions on how to overcome some different challenges that might be coming up, and how to really keep going so that you are 100% successful at the end of that 3-month coaching period. So those coaching packages, it's a 3-month period, so I can see you through 100% to the end of that you will achieve your goal. And it's not me achieving it, it's this client achieving it. But they're going to be more successful because they have this whole foundation and well of support and expertise from other people that are also therapy business owners.
That is so cool. there's something about that, you know, like taking courses is so engaging. And I think there's, you know, so much in like being able to just take, I guess, passively maybe take a course and gain so much information. But I know I always feel at the end of those courses, I'm like, I have 1,000 more questions. And I'm like, who do I talk to? How can I hash this out? And this feels like that perfect balance, both of these different, you know, the courses with the live sessions, as well as the business kind of coaching. Those both feel like ways where you're so much more active and engaged in the process. Yeah. And there's so much active over the passive.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You will get your questions answered, and you will, you know, make progress. That, and also I forgot to add this piece. in the courses, there is always, always an accountability piece. So at the end of each live session, based on our conversation, wherever that happened to go during that live session, everybody creates an action item that they're going to do within that next week. So like our financial health course, for example, after our week on budgets, we had a lot of our students said, okay, I'm going to fill out the entire budget sheet from January to present and, you know, just make use of that budget sheet that we provide. And so they say that, and then I write it all down. And then the next time we meet, everyone's accountable for it. And it's not like a shame game. It's not like saying you didn't do it, that's bad. It's like, did you do it or not? If not, what got in the way and what do you want to do from here on? And so, but most of the time everybody completes on it. And I'm actually been really impressed. Like I read back to them. Okay. So you said that you were going to do your budget update from July or from January to present. Did that happen for you? And like 90% of the time they're like, yeah, I did it, because I knew I was going to have to say whether or not I did it. And so it becomes like this, it's almost like a game. Like, are we going to do it? And did you accomplish it? Like this thing that you've mm-hmm. always wanted to do, but now you suddenly have this group of like six people, they've got your back and they're cheering you on. And so when you sit down to update that budget sheet, it's not like, oh, I have to do this thing. It's like, okay, I'm going to do this so that I can tell my group I did it and they'll give me a little pat on the back. Right. So
yeah.
Accountability is huge. And you don't really get that also in these, in other types of courses. So that's one of the things we really were intentional about bringing into what we offer.
Yes. Yeah. Because I, like, as you're saying it, I can kind of picture being in that situation and that accountability piece of being like, I want to, like, you know, share that I did it. But then also I think I would be so motivated to, like, when you take a step further, I feel like you would exponentially be able to learn more from other people too, of like, this was really hard, or like sharing that experience, like to get the most out of it. I'd be like, I've got to do this because I want to learn more from whoever I'm here with too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Oh, that is awesome. That sounds like such a cool place to be. And I think that there is something about communities too, of having a space like that where you are so supportive, that not only helps you grow like as a person, but I feel like you would, you know, never be able to reach that in your other goals or your definite purpose without having that support somewhere from somebody else, whatever, you know, if it's a business coach or through these courses, if it's, you know, I feel like I wouldn't be able to get that if I was just doing it on my own and trying to figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, it's just incredible what comes when you know other people are cheering you on. You know that other people know what you're trying to achieve and you're not alone in it. Like, you're not the only person doing it, first off, and you're not the only person that wants you to succeed. There's this whole group of people, me especially, like I get such a thrill, like such a rush from seeing people reach their goals. Like it's, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, I can't even tell you. Like it just lights me up like nothing else. And so I will be your number one. And same with any of our course facilitators. Like we want everybody to succeed and to do things that they've always wanted to do, but didn't know how, or to understand things they've always kind of studied, but it was just like, yeah, I get it in the book, but what does it feel like to be mindful? Or what does it feel like financially healthy? And we'll help you get there.
So. That's so cool. Yes. I feel like having a team behind you. Oh my goodness. There's nothing that feels better than that. Yeah. So with some of you've touched on the kind of like the concentrations or the smaller pieces of business, clinical skills and ethics. Can you kind of take us a little bit into those and maybe why those were the areas that you wanted to start and what those look like so we can understand those, smaller courses a little bit more?
Yeah. So the clinical skills was really the first one I thought of, and that's, you know, from this conversation that I had with the specialist from Australia, I was just like, there's so much that we have yet to understand about music in general, about our field, about all other fields, like other art therapy, drama therapy. There is so much that I don't know, and that all of us don't know. And so I wanted to have a clinical space where we could really dig into how are we using our medium to impact our clients and to help them to get these desirable results. So we want to have, our grand vision is to have courses under umbrellas of special needs and mental health and hospice and, you know, whatever kinds of populations are out there. Right now we're starting with mental health and mindfulness. But yeah, our grand vision is to have multiple different types of offerings under clinical, just because we see so much opportunity to elevate the field of music therapy. And so those clinical courses will be focused on music therapy. And then our other categories with ethics, of course, because every field, every profession needs ethics credits. And so we wanted to have a space where that could happen, but where ethics is more than just a PowerPoint, where it's an actual, like, in-depth conversation in a spirit of harmony. Like, it feels like it's either a PowerPoint or it's a power struggle, or it's super, like, I don't know if I can say this or whatever, you know, like, it's okay to be uncomfortable. Absolutely. But to be uncomfortable in a place where you feel the spirit of harmony is a completely different ball game. And we really want to provide that. And then with our business courses, that's something I'm super passionate about. I love running a business. And from the very beginning, I mean, most therapists, I've actually done several polls in different places with therapists. On average, 93 to 95% of therapy business owners have no business experience whatsoever. And so, right?
Like, yeah, wow.
I didn't have any business experience when I started. I just kind of figured it out. Luckily, I had a dad who was an entrepreneur. Like, I had a whole family of entrepreneurs. And so that actually meant that they were kind of freaking out that I was starting a business, because they're like, this is hard. But I just did it anyway, which is kind of what most people do anyway. So, but I have come to love business so much. I mean, my reading material of choice either has something to do with child development or running a business. And I've learned a lot. I've done a lot of different like experiences. I've joined bigger business mastermind programs where I was learning from people who had, like, you know, 7-figure businesses, and engaging with people who had completely different businesses, but learning how to take what they did and apply it to my very tiny little practice, right? And so I've learned a lot along the way. And so I really wanted to create a space where I could take all of these things that I've gathered over the last 11, 12 years of learning about all of it, and present it in a way that is easily actionable and digestible, and ideally applicable to more than just music therapists. Two of my coaching clients for our business coaching, like the strategy sessions, are from other therapy practices. I've got an occupational therapist and a physical therapist. And so my dream is to bring together these different types of therapy business owners, because we're all going to approach things a little bit differently, but to bring that together so that we can really have that sense of camaraderie and different types of perspectives as we engage in business learning. So, and then the business courses are also for other professionals as well. My experiences with music therapy businesses, of course, but with all of my business learning, I feel that it really expands beyond that. Like, this course on financial health, that could help anybody. Like, there's very few concepts in there that are, if any, that are only for music therapists. Everything is just, I mean, knowing how to set your rates and understanding scarcity versus abundance mindset, and understanding and valuing yourself as a therapist, and learning how to budget, and learning financial terminology, and how to write up a business plan. I mean, those are things that every business owner needs. So I wanted to take all of these things that I've been spending the last decade digging into and present them in this mastermind format.
Yes. there is, it's so cool too that you have that experience of, you know, building your business and now can look back and bring all this information, you know, in this really cool, cohesive and like community focused format. Something that came up for me, and I'm curious about this, or if you know anything, or if other people have felt this way, but does anybody ever feel like, for example, in a clinical type of mastermind, where you have one clinician who is just starting out and then like a really seasoned clinician, how does that affect that environment? And how can, you know, how do you see people learning from each other who are kind of at different areas within their growth, which whatever their, you know, purpose is?
Yeah. I think this whole perspective, starting with this perspective that every member of the mastermind is an expert in their own experience, helps with that. So, you know, I have 12 years of experience as a therapist, but I've got even people who come to work for me as entry level. I have a lot that I can share with them, but they're going to do things different than I ever have. And for me to say that this is a one-way street, like I am give, that's me cutting myself off from so much potential for learning. Yeah. And so that's part of what our orientation is explaining those kinds of concepts. Every single person here has something unique that nobody else has because they are the only person in their skin. And so, you know, for example, in one of our business courses right now, we've got someone in there who hasn't even started her business yet. She just really wants to. And so, but she still says stuff that I'm just like, dang girl, she doesn't have to have done it all in order to have. Mm-hmm. And so same thing with clinical as well. You don't have to have had so much experience in order to see things from your own perspective. So, I mean, it's a two-way street. And really in our case, it's like a six-way street. We have about six people per course. And so many different perspectives just build on each other. We don't send anyone away saying you don't have enough experience, because they're there for a reason. Like they have taken steps to get where they are, and this is their step to get to the next place.
That's awesome. I know that I would come in feeling like on that, you know, being like, oh, do I know enough? Can I offer enough? But it's so true that, you know, everyone has their lived experience as well as just their own unique perspective of how they look at things and problem solve and creatively think about things, that you can add so much. And it's really cool. I always love when you get people who have that varied experience in a room, because there feels like so much more creativity than if everyone kind of came in with the exact same, I guess, level of experience. It can be really different and really even more creative when there's different ends of the spectrum.
Oh, I love that you just said more creative, because it's kind of made me think what you were just saying made me think of children, right? Like to say that someone who's new to the profession doesn't have as much to offer is like saying a child doesn't have anything to offer, when really,
right?
We all
need more creative than like,
right?
They're still creative.
There's this study, maybe you've already talked about this before, but this study of kids before they went, 4-year-olds before they went into kindergarten, measuring their creative genius was what they called it, and 95% of the kids measured as a creative genius. Once they got into kindergarten and second grade, I think they measured them again at second grade, it was down to 60%. Fifth grade, it was down to like 30%. And then by the time they were, I think in like ninth grade, it was down to like 16% creative geniuses. And so I've got 4 kids, age 2, 4, 6, and 8. And there's times, in fact, today, I just sat and watched them play outside in the water. And I was just like, they are just like living the moments. I think so critically about things because I'm like, I have so much I need to take care of, but they're just there for the ride and like loving it. So I don't know. I just made me think of that.
No, yes.
At the stage we're at, we have so much to give just by virtue of being human, and our own experience can really help others a lot.
Yes, so much. And I love that. That's pretty much what my course, Cultivating Creative Resiliency, is all about, is that how much we shut that down. Yeah. And kids are just like, they're like volcanoes of creativity. It's really amazing. It would be really interesting to have a kid in like one of those adult masterminds. And right. Like, no doubt that kid would come up with really creative things and everyone would be like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, I think it's so powerful when you get people from different life experience, from different, you know, all these different perspectives come together. There's so much that we can learn from each other.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. I love that. So I'm a little bit curious too, because you've had your own business and, you know, you kind of jumped into your own business and, 90 to 95%. That's so amazing that many therapists have not had that business experience. For someone who was in your shoes, maybe they haven't started a business or maybe they're just starting it. What are the things that can doing this mastermind help them do? Help them, you know, does it save time? Can they save energy? How do you think if you would have done it, you know, back then, it would have changed for you? And what can that look like for other people taking it?
Yeah. Oh man, it takes out so much of the trial and error. I mean, so one of our weeks is on budget, and I provide a really detailed but very simple cash flow budget template to all of our course participants, and the participants in this course just mentioned, like, just this resource alone is worth the cost of the whole course. Like, knowing how to do this is going to save so much time and save so much money. Knowing what your expenses are versus your income, and am I not generating a profit because I have an income problem or because I have a spending problem? And then understanding financial terms and how you can track your income and what kinds of accounting systems are out there and what's smart to pay for, what's not. Starting off with an abundance mindset as opposed to scarcity and feeling like you need to have it all figured out and you need to be the best. I always share an experience during our week on scarcity versus abundance, which is actually week one, because it's such a critical thing. But I had this experience a few years ago where in a space of 2 weeks, I lost 50% of my business. One contract was just obliterated because the whole program went under. Another contract ran out of funding for contractors, and we were contracted with them. And then another one hired my employee out from under me.
Oh my goodness.
It was a pretty brutal 2 weeks. And then over the next like 3 months, it just felt like someone was punching me in the gut every single day. I had another contract that was another 30% of my business that I was worried I was going to lose, because things were not going well with, our staffing there. And then, I also had two school contracts who were not getting back to me about whether they were starting music therapy the next year. And so that ended up being 75% total of my business. 50% I had already lost, and then I was poised to lose a total of 75%. So I was a hot mess, feeling like, oh my gosh, what do I do? I feel like I am attached to my business. I feel like this is a part of me, and that I didn't realize how attached I was. And then there was just this day where I woke up and had this imagery in my mind of me standing in a building. And it was strong and sturdy. And then the whole thing just turned to ash. And I was left standing there. The building turned to ash, but I was still there. And like that experience showed me, I don't need my business to prove my worth. I am strong, independent of it. And whatever happens, if I need to let it go, I'm going to be okay. And experiences like that, I had to learn the hard way, like to not place my value center my value on my work and my business and everything. And that whole reason that was so hard was because I was in scarcity mindset, feeling like I am not enough if I don't have this. Mm-hmm. So as we practice this abundance mindset that I am enough, regardless of what happens in my business. In fact, I have everybody as part of week one, write down what's the worst case scenario, especially with COVID right now. What if you do lose your business? Like, what's your plan? So that you can see it's not going to be the end of the world if these bad things happen and you're still you and you're still strong. And so it's starting off a practice with this kind of a course and seeing that you're building something that's bigger than you, that is separate from you and part of you. And when you approach it with this mindset that I have something incredible to offer and valuable to give, and I can present this, but it's not attached to my value. And then this is how I can create it. These are the things that I need to know about money and about spending and creating a plan in order to create this thing that's going to have a huge impact. And I'm going to be a better person for it, and I'm going to be stronger for it. It's such a strong foundation to build, not only with the course content, but also with the relationships that you build with the course participants, to understand business and to see what other people are doing, to see people succeed, and to believe that you can do that for yourself as well. In fact, one of my, this course participant that's brand new, like she's just starting her business, just this last week. So we had done, as part of the course, you get a free strategy session with me, just a one-on-one, where I'll help you focus in on your goals and what you want to accomplish. So she had done that like 5 days before. And when we had our course, when we had our live session together, she's like, I did the thing and I've got like 5 free trial sessions right now. Like, so she was succeeding. She's moving along, like figuring out what those steps are, and she's building her business. Like, she's setting everything up the right way, based on all of this stuff. And she's succeeding with it. It's really incredible to watch.
That is amazing. And oh my goodness, that's an amazing story and an experience in itself of, you know, I mean, I can't help but think of like a phoenix, you know, of where this rebirth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And literally, I mean, like, you're like literally from the ashes, which is really cool. But also, like, you have that much more experience to share with other people of how to not, you know, how to circumvent that if you can, and then know that, you know what, even if it does happen, like, still these great things can come out of it, and all this, maybe new things can come out of it. And that's so powerful that then you get to take that experience and now you're bringing it to someone like this new participant who's like, yes, I'm doing this. And it sounds so amazing to be a part of.
Yeah. Well, I forgot to mention this. I wrote a ebook called The Truth About Growing a Therapy Practice or a Therapy Business.
Cool.
That is all stories like this. Like, it's not, I mean, you start off and you're so excited and then you're overwhelmed because you're like, oh wow, I have to do a lot of stuff. And then you get the excitement again when you start getting clients, and then you're like, this is going to be great forever. But I wrote this ebook about the truth about it. Like, yes, there are great things, and yes, there are hard things, and you're going to experience it all, and you're going to be okay. it's hard. It's very hard to run a business. And I think sometimes when it gets hard, we think that means we're doing something wrong, but it just means we're doing something right. Honestly, that we're pursuing even in the face of hardship. So I really want to give people that confidence that even if things aren't going well, you can keep going. You can dust yourself off and rise from the ashes.
Yes. Yes. And that, you know, I think as therapists too, it's one of those things where it's like, I feel like I say this all the time, but I never remind myself of, like, the hard things have lessons, and those lessons are so helpful. You know, they will perpetually grow you and just springboard you forward. but it's hard to always remember that. And I think for me too, I immediately think of like, who can I talk to? Like, who would I talk to about like throwing those ideas out with? And that's why to me, having like a community like that just sounds so wonderful of like, here's my people. Let me throw out these ideas. This happened. It sucks. What do you guys think?
I mean, it's easy to say hard things are going to happen when you get through it, but then the hard thing happens and you're like, no, I just want to curl up in a ball right now. I don't want to rise up. I want to stay here. Which actually I love Brené Brown. And she talks about like when you're face down on the arena floor, like take a minute to look around, like soak it in. What does this feel like right now? What is this failure doing to me? Like, what does it feel like in my body? What are my thoughts? So that you're mindful of it. And those are the things you can kind of process with your people, with your tribe. Like, this is hard. In fact, when I was going through that in 2017, the really difficult period of my business, that was by some kind of divine design, that was when I was part of this mastermind business group. And I remember turning off my camera one day because I just started sobbing while I was on this mastermind call, because I was like, I can't do this anymore. I just can't. And my coach's advice, who is actually now, he starts off the Dave Ramsey podcast, and I'm like, oh, he's famous. I know him. Anyway. Alex Judd, he's awesome. Anyway, he just told me, like, just do the next right thing. Like, things are so hard right now, but all you need to do is look one small step ahead. And that's just exactly what I did. But having that support was like 100% what I needed. Also, I was 8 months pregnant at the time. So.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Wow.
My third child. And I had a 2-year-old. Oh. So anyway.
Props. You for oh holy moly.
Yeah, that's year. But yeah, it's such a difference to have people that that kind of understood and were willing to listen.
Yes, that is so. I love do the next right thing. I could not help but think of Frozen.
Right. I love it so much. I'm kind of obsessed. Like Elsa, I feel like, is my spirit animal.
So good. Right? I don't know how they keep doing it so well. Like, I was definitely on the like another Frozen, like,
yeah,
how are they gonna really outdo the first one, and how they did it. Like, I still don't know. Whoever's working for Disney, you're amazing.
Huge fan.
yes. I actually remember watching it in the theater, and that song, the Do the Next Right Thing, I was like, this is a perfect grief song. Yes. Like, there's just nothing more that just felt, it just felt so powerful of like, that's all you need is just doing the next right thing for sure.
Yep. I cried multiple times.
Oh, too. So many. I laughed obnoxiously loud at the Samantha joke too. I love it. So good. I had this is not my idea. This is actually one of my clients' idea that I was like, you need to write into Disney about this. She was like, I think Frozen 3 needs Olaf needs to find a girlfriend, but his girlfriend needs to be named Samantha, and she needs to be like a flame or something because he loves summer. I know, and I was like, you really need to write into Disney about this. Such a good idea.
I love it.
Yes, so good. So I was gonna ask you, I think kind of our conversation has really touched on this too, but maybe you can clarify a little bit more, but how mastermind groups are a little bit different than supervision or consultation. They sound very much like a group consultation, but is there someone kind of leading stuff? How does that balance look compared to supervision and consultation?
Yeah, so I mean, supervision, like by definition, it's more, and so there's a more experienced provider, and you're discussing specific cases and treatment strategies and helping your supervisee compartmentalize their emotions and practice better self-care. So it's more detailed, I would say. You know more about their client cases, and you're helping with their interventions and monitoring client progress, stuff like that. So supervision, I would say, is more in depth, and it's kind of a expert student relationship, versus consultation, where it's just kind of like a one-stop shop, like figuring out, okay, this is the problem I have, and okay, can you provide a solution? So I would say in both of those situations, it is kind of the expert and student type of relationship. And so I would say that the biggest difference with the mastermind is that every member is valued as an expert in their own experience. It's not a one-man show, but just an open space for discussion, possibility, and discovery. So they have that foundation of coursework, and then that live mastermind session. So in that, the coursework foundation is kind of like a teacher-student relationship, because we're providing information, but providing information knowing that everyone's going to have their own way of thinking about it and applying it, because they already have their expert experience. So during those live sessions, we just flesh out the concepts they've learned and how they understood them. We address any holes in their learning, share our own experiences, which is huge, and then decide how we take action to apply it. So I hope that makes sense. But yeah, just the mastermind, it's this converging of minds, all with a shared definite purpose, and each member has something of value to contribute.
Yeah, and I love the idea of where you can be in a place where everybody contributes and has their unique, that feels like it's your, in just of itself, you're like supporting more creativity, because, yeah, you know, it's allowing people to bring their creative experiences.
Yeah.
But so cool too, that like, if you're looking of like, I need knowledge on business or more clinical skills or, you know, something like this, and I want to get the knowledge, but then I also want to be able to have that weekly accountability and experience, you know, sharing it and bouncing those ideas off of each other. It's a really cool balance.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I am kind of like, as the instructor or the facilitator, I do share a lot of my own experience, but my number one goal is to, like, during the groups, my goal is to ask questions so that the members provide their own experience as well. So it's not just like, hey, I'm going to tell you what works for me. It's, hey, this is what works for me, but tell me about what you do. And maybe we can all find a different way of thinking about this as we all hear each other.
Yes, I love that. I love that. There have, I think courses that have that element, and I know sometimes courses will have like group consultation calls or different things like that, but it's so cool to hear other people's experiences and then share yours. And then like other people are like, oh, I like that idea. I'm going to take that, but then I might add on to it. And that, like, that whole creative process is so, I feel like I always come away with those experiences just feeling so good and full of ideas and just like motivated to go dive in.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause nobody, so the, it's super interesting on these action items that people usually come away with. Most often they're related to comments that they made. So I've come to find that people are more apt to act on the things that they learned for themselves as opposed to what someone else suggested. So I really try to put the learning and the discovery in the hands of the mastermind members, because yeah, maybe I'll say something that sparks an idea, but the thing that's going to stick with them is the thing that they thought of. So we want to create a space where people can realize their own, what's really already inside of them, and act on that.
Yes. That is so powerful. It just sounds so amazing. Like, it's like a one-stop shop where you can just get so much stuff. All of the support that you need while you're learning too. There's so much of that support element.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Well, as we are starting to wind down, I'm wondering if you can share with us, for listeners, and of course this will all be linked in the show notes, but could you tell us where to find you, where to follow you, if there's an email to send out to you, so if people have questions they can reach out to you. Can you let us know those things?
Yeah, so our website is musictherapymastermind.com. And then we're on Instagram under Music Therapy Mastermind and on Facebook under Music Therapy Mastermind. We also have on Facebook, you can join us in our group, the Music Therapy Mastermind Hub, H-U-B, where that's where we can share ideas and kind of dig in a little bit more to this community feel. And then you can always email me directly, jc@musictherapymastermind.com. So jacie@musictherapymastermind.com.
That is awesome. And your the ebook that you mentioned, The Truth About Growing a Therapy Practice, Is that available on your website?
I need to post it up there. That's on my to-do list. Yeah.
Nice.
To go. I just haven't put it on a landing page.
Totally. Well, yes, whenever you do, let me know. And that will be linked in the show notes. That sounds awesome. Like an amazing, like those, you know, case study kind of things like that. Those stories, I feel like they stick with you so, so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And it was a nice break writing that one. I've been writing my own book for the last year and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I was burned out on it. And so I wrote this one in the meantime, and then it was a little easier. Since it's an ebook, it's shorter. It's like a full novel. So I really enjoyed writing it. Great.
When you need like a side break of like, okay, I'll come back to this thing. I just need a little reprieve. Very cool. That's awesome that you're writing a book too on the side. That's great.
Yeah, it's a journey. Yes. That's for sure. It started out as a self-help book and it turned into a memoir because heaven knows I can't help myself. I just need to learn more about myself. So
that's so cool. Well, good luck with it. You'll again have to let us know when that is out and we'll go back and put it in the show notes.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, JC, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your passion. You're clearly, I can hear it in your voice of how passionate you are about this. And it's so captivating to listen to and hear all of your expertise. So thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, I appreciate it so much. This has been really fun.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Side note, JC actually has released that ebook that she mentions at the end of the episode. So that is linked in the show notes. You can actually go purchase that. So it's out there in the world now, which is really exciting. Also, don't forget to check out Music Therapy Mastermind on Instagram and Facebook. Check out their website. There's so much information loaded in all of those places. So don't forget to check those out. So there will be one more week before the announcement that actually I think I mentioned it last week on the podcast episode, but we're holding off on an additional week. So I apologize for the suspense, but it's going to be worth it, I promise. So besides that, I encourage you, if you are listening and you're enjoying, the biggest way that you can support our podcast is to either tell a friend, or you can subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. It is so, so powerful. It sounds so silly because it's incredibly simple, but it's really, really powerful. So by doing one of those things, you're actually helping us sustain what we do over here at Creative Therapy Umbrella. And I would just be so appreciative. So if you have the time, those things are amazing. Also, if you have any type of feedback, criticism, suggestions, thoughts, concerns, questions, anything, there is an anonymous survey linked in our show notes, and that will always be in our show notes. That is a space for you to use your voice because we want to know what you have to say. We highly, highly value everything you have to say, no matter what it is. So I encourage you to use that. That's out there for you, anything that you'd like to tell us. Also, you can always feel free to just email me too, creativetherapyumbrella@gmail.com. That is another quick way to get a hold of us over here at Creative Therapy Umbrella. Thank you guys so much again for listening. Thank you for being a supporter. Sending you all the best and be creative.